Welcome back to the American Contractor Show. This is the show designed to equip, empower, and motivate contractors just like you to make your business the best that it can be so you can provide more for your family, create awesome businesses, create opportunities for other people, and continue to grow the most amazing industry in the world, which is construction and contracting. So thank you for joining us today and for being a part of the American Contractor Show. You guys are awesome, and it's all about you. All right, let's hop right in today real quick. Huge shout out to our sponsors that make this show possible. Great sponsors like Infinity Home Services, IHS. They are the amazing private equity brand that is on a mission to rid the world of unscrupulous contractors, one contractor company at a time, bringing great opportunities to contractors just like you. If you are interested in partnering with private equity, getting that access to that cash that can help your business grow, hit up the link on our show notes. This is an amazing opportunity for you to get an evaluation of what your company is worth and potentially partner with a cool brand like Infinity Home Services. So thank you guys for sponsoring the show. And thank you to JobNimbus. JobNimbus is the top CRM for contractors. They have an amazing platform designed to help you grow your business. And they have this awesome way that they can help you in a different way too with this peak performance report. This is a report that gives you access to data and survey results that are going to tell you where you stand as a contractor and where you can do better and some of the ways that the industry is trending that you may not realize. So go check it out. We'll put the link to the peak performance report in our show notes. Make sure to check them out as well. And check out Connect Team. Connect Team is an amazing app designed to help your business grow. They help manage your people remotely so that you know where everyone's at. They have a clock, like time clock feature in there. They got all kinds of really cool stuff to share information with your team that's out in the field. An amazing tool for you guys. Check them out. Connect Team. We'll put a link to them as well. So thank you guys for joining us today. I've got a couple things that I want to go through and some awesome some news that you may not have understood or not have seen before. But I want to share with you guys because it's related to our industry and can help you guys potentially grow. We talked a lot last week about the SRS-HT merger. That's a big deal. But this week, I wanted to bring up something a little bit different and talk about a couple different topics that are on the horizon and potentially affecting your business today. And the first one I want to talk about is there was an article in a website called FordConstructionPros.com. And the article, I'll put a link in it somewhere in the notes, but it's basically discusses the challenges that architectural and construction companies face when it comes to implementing technology into their business. What we mean by implementing technology is getting access to new tools, new ways to do business, and helping your business become what they call digitally mature. And interesting fact that in 2021, 18% of contractors were considered to be digitally mature companies. That's it, only 18%. And in 2023, the article says that it rose to 32% of contractors becoming what is called digitally mature. Now, digitally mature means it's defined in the article as the effective integration of business and IT management to drive revenue, improve customer experience, and to meet other key performance metrics, okay? So basically, how much of your business is utilizing technology to make the experience better for your customers and to make your business more efficient? And so 32% of contractors are now considered digitally mature, which is a great number. And that number, the 18% from 2021, they say that was really because of the pandemic. Coming out of the pandemic, a lot of contractors were considered to be digitally mature because they were forced to embrace technologies that they may not have embraced before. So in the midst of all this, bringing on new technologies, which a lot of people were doing, they were still, though, not really utilizing those technologies to the best of their ability. So you may be in the 60 or 80% at that point that wasn't considered digitally mature yet, but yet you still had technologies. But the reason you weren't considered mature was because your team wasn't implementing it. And a lot of the stuff that they say was going on was that a lot of companies had older technologies that the employees had embraced, that they loved to use. And then you bring in this new technology and try to get your employees to embrace the new technology, and they weren't really getting a hang of it. So they were still using the old stuff, really didn't like the new stuff. So eventually you toss all the new stuff away because no one's using it, which makes it invaluable. So in the last couple of years, though, people have become much more intentional on how they bring on technology by coupling it with training, bringing on new ways to help people utilize that technology and making it way more useful for the business itself. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're a contractor and you're thinking, well, how do we implement technology into our business? What technologies should we be using? There's a lot of really cool ways to think of it, but the article states that the best way to think about it is to think backwards. Start with the end in mind. What do you want your company to be able to do that's going to, how do you envision like the ideal company look like for your business? What's your SOP need to be? Your standard operating procedures need to look like? Once you've determined what that needs to look like, the framework around that, then you build your backwards, your technology backwards. So you figure out what are the key pieces of technology that I need to implement that are going to make this be the outcome of what my business needs to be. So pretty cool article. I'll put a link to it. It's something that we need to be thinking about, especially as things become more and more competitive. When you have big things like private equity coming into our space, they're changing the way that things are going on. There's going to be a lot more technology being integrated. How are you going to compete with them? And we've learned this, that like, it's just basically going to rise the entire industry to a different level of customer experience, of being able to be more efficient and take us to the next iteration of contracting and what that looks like. And technology is going to be a massive part of that. So I encourage you guys to do some research, find technologies that work. We talked a little bit about JobNimbus and Connect Team. Figure out how these technologies can integrate and help your business become better and put them into play. But, you know, learn how to do it first. And this is a great way to start. So, all right. I have another article here, and this one's kind of interesting. And I try not to talk too much about insurance stuff, but I do come from the background of the insurance world a little bit. I've dealt a lot with insurance restoration. But this article hit my Wall Street Journal, and I was like, I got to talk about this because this is freaking people out, and it might cause a crazy opportunity for contractors, even if you're not necessarily in the restoration space of the insurance stuff, like post-catastrophe. Insurance companies are doing things that are going to create business for you before the catastrophe even hits. And what they're doing, the actual title of the article was, "Insurers Are Spying on Your Home from the Sky." So essentially, the gist of the article was that it talked about insurance companies utilizing aerial technology, these aerial, imagery, satellite imagery, along with drones to actually inspect homes and properties, the assets that they're insuring, to determine whether or not this is a good asset for them to insure and what their risks are actually look like for that specific home. So, for example, they could fly over a house, take some photos of it, and determine that, hey, you know what? This house has a tree limb hanging off of it, or this house has an older roof, or has this type of siding, or whatever potentially could be a bigger risk for them, and say, hey, you know what? Unless you remove this tree, or you do this, or you fix your roof, or you do whatever needs to be done to your house, we're essentially not going to insure your house. They are dropping people based on the information that they're discovering from this aerial photography or these drone technology that they're using. They're determining whether or not they actually even want to do business with that specific house. Pretty crazy piece of technology. People are pretty upset about it. Obviously, if you're a homeowner and you get this letter that says, hey, replace your roof within 90 days or go find new insurance, especially in markets like California or Florida or Louisiana, where they're having these catastrophic insurance situations where rates are going crazy and things are going nuts. These things are happening a lot more, and you're going to start seeing this a lot more with insurance companies as they try to reevaluate their risk profiles and what their portfolios look like. All of a sudden, they're dropping more and more people based on this data. This is a really crazy opportunity for contractors, though, when you think about it, though. Homeowners don't typically like to replace a roof until they have to replace a roof, or they don't typically like to cut down a tree until they actually have to cut down the tree, or the tree has fallen off the limb and now the insurance company is paying to remove the tree, right? This is, and by the way, speaking as an former insurance adjuster, I will say, though, there is a lot of times, and I'm not saying this happens in every single policy, but, and I don't want to talk about too much about this, but I will say this, and I'll give you this piece of information for you as a contractor so you know it. But as the way that insurance policies are typically written when it comes to insurance claims involving tree limbs, if a tree falls and it does not hit a house, a structure, a lot of times the insurance company is not responsible for anything that has to do with that. That's still on the homeowner. They have to figure out how to remove that tree, do anything else. As soon as the tree falls, though, and it hits the house, that's when things start to change, and now the insurance company has to get involved. and they have to potentially, because they're insuring the structure. So think about that from a perspective of a contractor. You get to a house, you see that there's a tree hanging over the house, and you're a tree removal guy. Maybe it's something that you may want to consider. Hey, are you sure your insurance company is cool with this tree being over your house? Because they may drop you because of it. Or maybe the homeowner's already gotten a letter. You can market directly to those homeowners. Hey, did you get a letter from your insurance company potentially that caused them to, and you could even blanket it, say, hey, did you receive this letter? And they may not have gotten a letter, but they think, hey, you know what? I do have a tree over my house. Am I going to get a letter? Might be a good way for you to drum up more business, potentially change the way you think of things, but it's still information that we need to understand that insurance companies are doing this. They are using aerial technology. They are using drones and other ways to actually implement this. And they are finding ways to drop more and more homeowners every chance they get. So be that as it may, it is what it is. All right. I want to move into something else here. We've talked a little bit about news. That's about the most of the news that I could really find in the last week that was really, really related to contractors that, you know, was pretty cool. Everything else is just basic news. But I want to talk a little bit about something a little bit different today. And I kind of want to start doing this a lot more in our episodes, but we want to cruise social media a little bit. We want to go check out some cool videos that have to do with contractors. You know, where our brand is built on social media, we put out a lot of content, but I want to actually show you guys some other content that other creators have put on that might be of interest to you guys as contractors. So without further ado, let's drop this first video. I found this really cool thing that it was on the internet. It was basically a giant screw. Play this real quick. This is crazy. And I love the caption, stop digging, start building, okay? And it's basically like it looks like. It's a giant screw that you can put into the ground. You can put it through concrete. You can put it through just about anything. At any part of the year, doesn't matter if the ground is frozen, if it's soft, you can drop this in the ground. No need for concrete. No need if you're building piers, you're building support, anchoring things to the ground. This giant screw can literally anchor it right then, and it comes in a magnitude of sizes. I found that I found a website that showed that some of this stuff can be huge. Like you can put buildings up using these screws as your anchors, your piers, and not have to put concrete in the ground. So kind of eco-friendly solution, doesn't disrupt the environment. You can do it without water because you don't have to pour concrete. You can also do it any time of the year. Creates a solid situation for you to be able to do it. It's from a company. This specific tool that we're showing here is from a company called Montana Ground Screw. And dude, I'm just thinking in my head how many times I've built a deck or done something where I was like, man, I wish there was an easier way to anchor this and had to build piers or put up a fence. And dude, if I had this would save so much time, make it so much easier. And it's probably a lot more secure a lot of times because, I mean, that's a giant screw in the ground. How cool is that? All right. So I just thought that was a cool thing. I've never seen it. Maybe you guys have seen a million of these before and I'm just like late to the party. But either way, I thought it was cool and something that I would definitely want to look into, the next time I'm doing a project where I'm going to need to anchor something to the ground. So thought it was a cool tool, something that we definitely, definitely a cool deal. So, all right, let me show you guys this next one real quick. This one's pretty cool. This is called Tracked Carriers. Okay, this is a company out of the UK that builds these tracked carriers. They're like carts, essentially. They're all electric. They weigh a ton, but they can carry up to 4 tons, okay? So think about this. Anything that you can put on there pretty much that weighs less than 4 tons, you can move anywhere you want it to go with ease. And it's got tracks, so it's not going to like get stuck in the mud or do something crazy. It's basically can go anywhere. And you can move things around with a remote control and not have to, you know, imagine trying to get back where they're going right now with that thing, you know, without that thing. That would be impossible. And so I just thought it was one of the coolest inventions I've seen in a long time. Something I don't know if it's available in the United States. I may just be like getting everyone's hopes up and be like, oh, this is so cool. But in Europe, this is a thing and it's freaking cool. And I can think of a million times where I've been in a situation where I wish I had that to get to a hard to access place and move material that, you know, we had to walk in or do some crazy stuff because of limited access. This would save us so much time. So I just thought this was a cool tool, something I think you guys should go check out if you're interested in stuff like that. It's called Tracked Carriers. This is the 4000 Pro model. and it's all electric and carry up to 4-ton capacity. And it can also, it's got like these arms that come out on the sides and make it wider and bigger so you can carry more stuff if you wanted to. But it also is pretty compact. And I saw a video where it was, where the top was actually pivoting and it was spinning. And I thought that was one of the coolest things I'd seen. So you could be a man, develop lifelong back problems, or get one of these and you know, save yourself a lot of headache down the road. I wish they had this when I started doing stuff 20 years ago. But it is what it is. I've destroyed my back, so whatever. Okay. Tract, what is that called again? Tract carriers. So go check those out, tract carriers. All right, guys. I got one more video I want to show you, but I want to wait till I have our guest with us. I have a, someone that coming on here that you guys may have met before, may have not, but his name is Chuck Tokey. He is the by far the best, most influential, best salesperson, sales training guy that I've ever met in the industry. The top mind, he can take your business to the next level. Someone that you guys want to meet. I want to share a video that I found on the internet, but I want to share it when Chuck's here because I think it's something information that you guys need to hear. But I'd like to get his take on it because that guy's the sales genius. So we'll get back to you. We'll have Chuck right after the break. But before that, I want to remind you guys, Infinity Home Services is the company that you guys need to check out if you are considering partnering with private equity and bringing cash into your business. This is a great company. They are on a mission to rid the world of unscrupulous contractors, and they are doing an amazing job of it. Josh Sparks is their CEO, the founder of the company, and he is doing some crazy things, and he actually is a contractor just like you. He's not just some random guy out there that is involved in private equity trying to buy roofing companies. No, he is a real contractor. He's been doing it. He actually started as a subcontractor, actually installing roofs, and now he is taking on his roofing company and brought it into the private equity world. And he's partnering with other contractors around the country. Someone you guys definitely want to hang out with, someone you want to meet. They have, they're doing over $300 million in revenue, and they have an amazing opportunity for your business as well. If this is something you're interested in, I'll make sure to drop a link inside of the show notes that'll give you a free evaluation of your company and let you know where you stand and how you could potentially benefit from this potential partnership. So check them out. Check out the website. Fill out the form, and we'll hook you up with a great company like Infinity Home Services. Also, quick shout out to my friends over at Hail Trace. Hail Trace is incredible. If you are a contractor that does storm restoration work and you are looking for where the storm hit and trying to figure out where everything is, Hail Trace can tell you exactly where it's at. They offer the best meteorologist-backed maps and reports to tell you exactly the impact of and severity of hail or wind events across the country. So make sure to check out Hail Trace. They're great friends of ours. They've been great supporters of American Contractor Show, and they love contractors, and they love helping you figure out where the storm hits next and where you need to be in order for you to make money. And hang tight. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Meet Connect Team, my favorite all-in-one app that takes your business to the next level. Connect with your team like never before with seamless communication, track hours with ease, assign tasks on the go, and even provide on-the-spot training. You can schedule shifts effortlessly and ensure safety compliance with a tap. Simplify your business operations today. Try Connect Team and discover a world of efficiency. Visit the link in the show description for a special discount. All right, guys, welcome back. I got my buddy, Chuck Tokey, in the house. The legend, the man himself. The guy that can sell anything to anyone and teach you how to sell as well. It's Chuck Tokey, man. Thank you for joining us, bro.
Thank you, man. I am so happy to be back on your show, man. This is when you asked me to come back on, I'm like, man, can we do it tomorrow? Can we do it this afternoon? Let's do this. This is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, you guys are killing it. Top Rep is killing it. I mean, all the stuff that you got going on, it's been incredible.
Man, it's really, really good over here. What we got going on and some of the advancements that we have people coming from all over the tech space, showing us what they have and how we can take it to our team. And we are first to market with it. I can't wait to share some of this with you.
I love it. And it goes right into what we talked about earlier with the maturation of the tech space in our space. And so it's cool to see technology taking over what contractors are doing and getting them to the next level. And so thank you for doing that. Hey, before we talk about that, I want to show you this video. I found this video. This is a guy named Daniel C. Good. Okay. He put this video up, not that one. It's this one right here. We'll start it over here in a second. We'll make sure we get the audio because I want you to hear this guy talking, and I want to talk about it, and we'll break it down, you and I, as to what we really think he's saying here and our take on it. But go ahead and play it.
You don't need every job. I used to go out there. Yeah, we're going to bid that. We're going to go here. We're going to do that. Schools, landfills, housing projects, paving jobs, utility jobs. We want them all. You actually don't. You want the good ones with the good clients or that are going to pay you and that are not going to beat you down to nothing. If you can't make any money, why are we here? I can name hundreds of things that we could do and not make any money. And it's not this stressful. You need to be able to partner because, I mean, that's what we are. We're partners. You got to partner with clients and customers that allow you and understand that you have to make money to stay in business.
All right, so Daniel Good posted this. This guy, I don't know how it popped up on my For You page, and I was like, this is freaking cool. Like, this guy's speaking truth. He's definitely a contractor. He's out in the field, and he's teaching the contractor something that is one of the most pivotal truths of a contractor and some of the things that we have to understand if we're going to run our businesses right. And I wanted your take on this specific video when I saw it.
Yeah, so when you look at this, I mean, it's very much the truth. Here's the thing you have to be careful of is when you're a sales organization, are you going to put that type of burden on a sales rep? And where the sales rep gets to choose who he's going to work with, who he's not going to work with. That's where things get really dicey. Ooh. You know, we see this and it makes total sense. But who gets to determine who gets to be a client, who doesn't get to be a client? That's where it really comes into play here.
So is that one of the big things that you find in our space is that the sales reps are the ones determining that information, not the company itself?
Well, if you're a sales organization that have sales reps, yeah. I mean, what is it? Right. It comes in and then the production department says, the lady's a pain to work with. We're not going to work with her. I mean, it really can get, as people say, it can get pretty dicey when it comes to this.
But if I'm a sales rep, that's my job is to go out and sell more jobs, right? And to, you know, keep things moving along. I got to make a commission. I got to make a paycheck. I got to move things around. Why is that? How do I stop that as the sales organization from salespeople having that type of mentality?
Well, here's the thing is that now if you were a sales rep and you got your leads based on how good you did and what your close rate is, wouldn't every sale that you couldn't get, we don't want that one. Yeah, we've heard that. You know, I don't know how many times I've had a sales rep that comes to me like, oh, Chuck, you wouldn't want that one. I'm like, how would I know? You know, I will say that through a lot of the recordings that are available today, things that you can do in technology, where I can, as a sales leader, go back into that and say, well, let's take a look at it. And we would be able to find out. That would be, it would actually stop a sales rep from making that excuse, knowing that I can actually see and hear that that appointment and not just take their word for it. So, but yeah, that just so you know, or going back to that recording, it makes total sense. Not everybody's a client.
Recording
that excuse out.
You're talking about recording the actual sales in-home sales presentations?
Yeah.
Is that's becoming more and more of a thing I've been noticing.
It has changed the entire look of what we do on a daily basis.
Really?
Yeah.
So how are they doing this? They're using technology, obviously, but is there like a device that's recording the entire, like it's basically like police wearing body cams, right?
That's right. I mean, right now it's for the most part, it's all just audio recordings. And so What happens is it's usually on your phone or your iPad. We have married the recording and the presentation together about a year ago. But when we go in and the sales rep hits the record button, and in some states, I think there's 12 states where you have to let the other person know you're doing it. And but all other states, it's just a one-party state. And remember, we're only there to try to use it for training purposes. And now it's not just recording it, it transcribes it and it breaks the entire appointment down. Because as a sales manager, we don't have an hour and a half to sit and listen to every, you know, listen to that appointment.
Right.
I have 5 minutes. And so, you know, we can break it down really quickly, find out what they did right, what they did wrong. But here, when we're looking at or we're listening to that recording that you just showed us, I mean, I can jump right on and say, okay, I want to know, is this an excuse or is this really a pain in the tail client that we really don't want to deal with.
And that makes sense because, I mean, like, I have now Fireflies that goes on to all of my Zoom calls with me. And it's basically an AI that is transcribing my entire meetings and then sending me a summary of my, like, here's my action items from that meeting. Here's what went well, what, you know, the conversation consisted of, what the topics were of discussion. So is it basically that kind of same kind of transcription that you get?
Right. And the service is called Rilla Voice, and it really is. It's the exact same thing that we do on Zoom.
Okay.
And so it will record it. You also have things called trackers. And so I can track or put in certain things that sales rep has to do in the house, and it'll tell me that they did these, and I can go straight to those recordings. So again, 5 minutes, I know exactly what happened. I know it was why they didn't sell it, why they did sell it. I can listen to the entire price presentation. Now, as of this past weekend, you know, we just flew down to Miami to meet with Rilla. As of this last weekend, I can ask the Rilla why they didn't sell. I can ask, hey, over the last 5 appointments from this sales rep, what was one of the biggest reasons why they only closed at 20%? And AI will tell me exactly why over the last 5 appointments why they were at 20%.
Dude, this is insanity. And as a sales rep, I hate it.
It's really up to the sales manager, how the sales manager treats it. If they use it as an interrogation, oh, it's going to suck for the sales rep. But if they use it truly as a training tool, these sales reps love it.
Dude, that's crazy. And the thing that type of technology exists now, that you basically can watch someone sell remotely and make sure that, dude, that's crazy. And so going back to this, like this whole conversation, so with this technology, how would you break that down? Like, what are some of the things that are the key pieces that you want to see them do?
With Rilla, what we have found over 500,000 recordings, what we have found is that we can break everything into two top reps and then the rest of the team. So every company that's in this, you have to put check marks on your top reps, your top performers. And so they get put into a different category than everybody else. And so you have all these companies, thousands of companies across the United States. And now they know these are the top reps. This is what they're doing. And then here's everybody else. This is what they're doing. What we found is top reps speak half as fast. And so because of that, we have changed some of the way that we have started training inside of top rep. And to the point where now we talk slower, and then we also put in pauses in certain areas because of these recordings, and the close rates have gone through the roof. It used to be that, hey, we really wanted to strive for 50, 55%. Because of the data that we have pulled out and started to change inside of top rep, our close rates have topped 75%.
Wow.
I mean, I thought, man, this is going to be really cool. We're going to take bottom performers and bring them up. No, what we have found is even the top performers are even moving up as well. And so something else is that top performers ask 5 times as many questions. And inside of top rep, because of the data, we also know what those questions are. We've changed a lot of the presentation around because of it.
This is changing the whole game, and it makes it to where, yeah, even bottom level performers are now being tracked in a different way to make them into top level performers. So as a salesperson, yeah, I hate the idea of Big Brother, but but on the flip side of that, I also love the idea that this is going to make me better as a salesperson and ultimately make me more money.
So it takes the guessing out of it. And it almost makes it so that, you know, us as partners with, you know, this type of technology, I mean, we know it works. We know it's going to move us forward. We also know on how many appointments where financing was actually offered, how it was offered, and how it was successfully given to the homeowner. I mean, it literally takes the guessing out of sales.
It's crazy. That's awesome. And that could change everything for a company. If you can dial in your sales department, the rest of your business is, you can dial in as well, but if you got to have the sales first, like if you don't have sales, what else are you doing? Everything starts with the sale. And so if you're a contractor and you want to build your company into a more sales forward-facing organization, this is a tool you want to use. And you want to meet with Chuck too. I'm just going to tell you real quick. Chuck runs Top Rep Training, which is one of the best in-home sales training in the nation. It's a two-day event that you go to, and they literally will break down the entire sales process for you. And it's a competition-based event. We were deeply involved with Top Rep when it first started, and it was so awesome to see people come in, be a part of that event, get to learn new stuff, interact with other sales reps, compete, and come out of that thing with a whole new appreciation for what they do. And not just that, but tons of ways to make their sales presentations better. When is the next Top Rep, Chuck?
The next Top Rep is going to be in Columbus, Ohio, August 19th and 20th.
Oh, come on. Is there a game that weekend?
I hope there is. That'd be great.
August 19th and 20th. I mean, we're going right into football season there. And if you want to see some good football, that's the place to be. Top Rep gets you there. That's the write-off, and then you can stay through the weekend.
Why not? Yes. I know that you mentioned that you guys were involved early on, but what you didn't mention is that you were actually, I would have to say that you were the reason why Top Rep was formed. you challenged us to put this thing together. We were speaking on everybody else's stages and training, but you said, hey, it's time. And so we went out, we made this thing that you helped us to form. So hats off, man.
You know, it's for you guys, and you guys are the real heroes behind it. We just love creating platforms that help people achieve their goals and bring, you know, more value to the industry. That's one of the most valuable things I think our industry has is Top Rep. And you guys have taken it to a whole new level. And so kudos to you guys, and we're always going to be behind it. So thank you so much, Chuck, for all that you do. And if you guys are not connected to Chuck Tokey, follow him on the internet, follow his social medias. Is it just Chuck Tokey? Your social media handle? Okay. Chuck Tokey, Top Rep.
Yeah.
Look him up. Look up his stuff. Follow. You're putting out nuggets all the time of great information, great tips, things that you guys got to be thinking about. And it doesn't matter if you're in roofing, if you're in landscaping, if you're in HVAC and concrete. Chuck's got training for everything. And sales is universal. It is what it is. You're either going to make the sale or you're not. Why are you doing one or the other? You can break it down scientifically, and Chuck can help you do that. And he can help you grow a sales team like no one in the industry. So, Chuck Tokey, honored to have you on American Contractor Show again.
And we are happy to be here, like I said.
Cool, man. Well, we'll make sure to catch up with you soon. And thank you so much for being a part of today's episode.
All right. Thank you.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
All right.
All right, guys. That's Chuck Tokey. If you guys don't check him out, just go look him up. I'm just telling you, it's one of the coolest pieces of content out there is his platforms and the stuff that he's putting out. It's awesome. So thank you guys for taking a little bit of time with Chuck, and hopefully that was helpful. That was awesome. Built right into what we've been talking about this entire episode about technology, about understanding how your prospects work, bringing it into your in-house, like having a tool like that, like what he was talking about, Roller or whatever. That was dope. So thank you for talking about that, Chuck, and for being a part of today's episode. Guys, thank you so much for watching today. I hope that this has been helpful for you. We're doing this every week. We're doing this to equip, empower, and motivate you to become the best contractor that you can be. We're excited about this future episodes. We got some great guests coming out. We got some great articles to talk about. We're going to keep you updated with what's happening in the industry and keep you guys going with these cool clips and different tools that can help you make your job easier. But until next week, we hope that you have a great rest of your week. Go build something awesome. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us today on the American Contractor Show. Be sure to subscribe, hit that thumbs up, and leave your comments below. We'll see you guys in the next one.